the Gemara and the whole Suffolk has to be explained in a new light because it's changing from one to the other, and it's starting off in the Rishus of the Masker. That's the only reason why the Gemara had it sad to be Mechayev the Masker, but the Pashas should be that you Mechayev the Socher, according to Tosas' Pshat in the entire Masechta of the nature of Mitzvah because Chametz, which Rashi doesn't necessarily agree with. Anyone who didn't understand that, everybody say, obviously, Ayin the Shiurim from last week. Good. Toshma, I want to bring a riot. So what's the raya, Rabbi Yisai? What's the raya? You see that a seicher has to put up a mezuzah, so therefore what? Very nice. And I saw that the little boy that I just visited, you know, and we just had an upsharon right now down, the, you know, two blocks away from my house that I just came from, he put on tzitzis. You know, like, what my inyan shvita yitzar sina? Like, what's, you know, very nice. So you put on a mezuzah. What does that have to do with Dikas Chametz? Anyone able to help me out here, everybody? Say, anyone know how to read a Gemara? Julian, you look like you're about to rob a bank. Yeah? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Yeah? Who?
It sounds like the mitzvah should be placed on the person who's residing there.
Oh, so what do you mean? I mean, there's a new klal called that we're borrowing and we're extrapolating from mezuzah called what?
Chovas Adar.
Chovas Abayis. Who has to take out the garbage? Who has to do this chore? Who has to do the mitzvahs of the bayis? This is what we pointed out, Rabbi Yisai, that according to the Rabbeinu David, who points this out, Beferish, he asked this kasha in the last week, Sugya, what does one have to do with the other? So he introduces, no, this is the yisod of who takes on these roles of a mitzvah that's Chovas Abayis, and perhaps Rashi would also suggest like that in the Hava Amina, that since this is a new nature of a chi of a chayvus habayis, so therefore maybe we can borrow from and extrapolate from mezuzah that also the seicher over here will be the one who will take care of this chayvus habayis. Now, Rashi points out.
Chovas Hadar and Chovas Habayis are the same thing?
No. We didn't get to Chovas Hadar yet. I didn't read that in the Gemara yet. The Gemara just said Tashma. This is all in the Kasha. I want to explain. We have to explain every shlav of the Gemara. We have to explain every Hava Amina of the Gemara. So what is even the tzad of the Gemara? So that was one approach that we had, that perhaps it's just a chovas habayis, so we're extrapolating from one chovas habayis, and this new aspect of bedikas chametz is not classic bedikas chametz. Why is it not classic bedikas chametz according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? It's the Rabbanim because you neutralized it. How did you neutralize it?
Bittul of the Masker.
Right. How did you, and why is it not classic according to Rabbeinu David?
Was it just default on the one living there?
Because what?
It just goes on. It's like default.
Yeah, but what? I mean, why fundamentally isn't it midoraisa? Why isn't it a classic bedikas chametz? Why is it a new default? Why is it a new chovas habayis? What happened to the classic din of bedikas chametz?
There's no bayir.
Missing one of the qualifications. And only one of the qualifications.
It's got to be shelo b'rishusa, Rabosai. Who clearly disagrees with that, Rabosai? Rashi. Rashi, by the fact that he has to set up Bittul, he obviously understood that fundamentally this would have been enough to qualify for a Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. And therefore, Rashi has to neutralize the classic din of Bal Yira Bal Yimotze that would have been Mechayev, a classic Bdika, and wouldn't have lended itself to a new Suffolk on Dalet Amud Aleph through the mechanics of, oh no, we're talking post-Bittul. Who would have violated the Bal Yira Bal Yimotze? Who would have been the person violating? That's an open question. That was a discussion between the Magen Avraham, the Marshal, and the Vilna Gaon, three different pshatim in the Rashi that we discussed last week. But how do you neutralize to shift this Bdikas Chametz to be a Chovas Habayis and not be a classic din of Bdikas Chametz like the Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph? According to Rashi, you neutralize it through Bittul. According to Rabbeinu David, you neutralize it through what? Through the dinim themselves. You're missing one of the qualifications in order to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. This is not a classic Bdikas Chametz that emanates out of a classic Bal Yira Bal Yimotze. Moiridik, Rabbi Yisai. Between the lines of this Gemara. Okay, good. How do you now have a suffix of the Gemara according to Shitas HaToisis? Why is this not a classic Bedikas Chametz according to Shitas HaToisis?
Chiyuv switched.
Because the Chiyuv switches. According to Toisis, is not a... and a chanami. If you had a person who was seicher it from when? From last week. Avade would be on the seicher. Why? Because that's the person, Shemi Yavo Yavi Ochlo. That's the person that has the reason why we do B'dikas Chametz, because it's all achila based. And he's going to be the one who's around, who's interacting with the Chametz. Avade used to do the B'dikas Chametz. Masha'en came the suffix of the Gemara here. That's a bezunder suffix. It's specifically to this matzav, to this situation. Is why? Because it doesn't start the chiyuv when the soicher has it. It was specifically a schiris that happened on when? Yoim Yudalid. Which means what? The bedika started, the chiyuv started already in the Shosamaskir. Now the Gemara is a suffix. What happens if you have a changing chiyuv, like Julian said so beautifully? How do you deal with such a, when, with such an animal? The Nele! Zok Toisis, the Rai is what? Not Chayvus Habayis. Everything we said is wrong according to Toisis. Nothing to do with the Rabbeinu David of Chayvus Habayis. Nothing to do with Rashi according to Chayvus Habayis. Toisis understands the Raya from Mezuzah to be totally different. What's the Raya from the Mezuzah? A second ago before the Sechira started, what? I lived here. So you're changing from a Maskir to a Seicher. So you see that at Alpha Picha in the Seicher's Chayiv. So maybe we should spar. Maybe we should extrapolate. We should bring out from this din of mezuzah that's changing from one bialim to the person who's living there, that also when it comes to b'dikas chametz in this matzav of a person renting on yudalit, it should revolve and it should change from the maskir to the seicher. Gevaldik, Rabbeisai, everything's gecheshbin. Everything's systematic. Torah is beautiful. There's nothing like this. All sheker achein ve'evel ha'yayfi, this stupid corrupt election. Right. Weiter. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? Zokta Heilige Gemara name. There's no raya. No. Why? Omer Av Mesharshio Mezuzah Chayves Adorhi. What does that mean? It's a nice. It's a nice ring to it. It would be a. I feel like it would be a good, like, you know, new. What's his name? Mordechai Shapiro song. But was a Chovas Adari. But like, what does that mean? What does it mean? Was Chovas Adari?
It's just specifically on the person who's living there, and not necessarily on the fact that there's a bias in existence.
Mm-hmm. Who says that, Pshat?
Tosos.
Tosos says that? Is that what Tosos says? What's he think?
You could have a house that no one's living in, and it would still be that. Meaning, you'd still have. Still have to deal with chametz in a house that no one lives in. Masha ain't came by a bias that no one lives in.
So what's the relevance of that? Meaning, take the setup that I just set up between the suffix and the teretz. Now, explain to me why it's not doima to the suffix. Let's see Tosis. The end of Tosis, Dira Maschal Al. V'dochi d'mezuzah chayvus adarhu. The Gemara is madche. Everyone with me? First word on the line is Hasoicher. V'dochi de mezuzah chayvus adaru. The Gemara is doicha and answers. Mezuzah is different because it's chayvus adaru. Kiloimar. This is what the Gemara means to say. Afilu lo hoya maskira. Even if he wouldn't have rented it out, hoya yachuli potter mi mezuzah. Shelo hoya dar umishtamish bebais. Aval gabi chomet ilu lo yaskir la'acher yitzarech livdoik. Who's Tosis focusing on, Rabbi Yisai?
The Maskir.
Excellent. The Maskir. Zok de Heilige Tosis. This is not Daima. One's not Daima to the other. Why? Because by the Maskir, when it comes to Chometz, if there's no Socher there, it's Pasha that what? That the Maskir is Chayef. Our only Shaila is now that it switches from the Maskir to the Socher. So how do you deal with such an animal? How do you deal with such a revolving door that it goes from the masker to the soicher? How do you deal with that? Masha'en kin Rabbeisai says Tosis. Mezuzah chayves hador, and therefore what? Says Tosis. What's the focus? It's pashat that what? It's pashat that blank. It's pashat that what?
The soicher.
That's not what Tosis says. It's pashat that what?
Be potter from mezuzah.
That the masker is potter from mezuzah. That's Pasha. So whereas you have a revolving door from A to B that switches by B'dikas Chametz that we don't know how to deal with, Rabbeisai, when it comes from Mezuzah, you don't have a revolving door. Because Mamon of Shach, the Masker, is going to be Potter. See, Rabbeisai, you can buy a lot of real estate. You can own a lot of properties. Big mistake. You do not have to put a mezuzah there if you're not daring it. And if you're going to rent it out to a lot of goyim, so you're not going to be chayav in mezuzah because you are not dar, so the maskir has no chiyav. You might have issues when it comes to mechiras chametz because if you hold like the Vilna Gaon Rabbosai and the addition to one of the shirim last week, right, Avi Yosef, you might have shilas, you might have a big machlokes of poskim, might be what to analyze before Pesach, a nice sugya. Is there a possibility that I, as the maskir, have an issue with someone else's chametz if I have non-from people living there? Okay, no, that's a geshmaka sugya. But when it comes to what? When it comes to mezuzah, the fact that the maskir is owning the place, that doesn't make any chiyuv. So Tosis neutralizes what? He takes that it's not doime because the maskir is not doime. But Rabbi Isai, I don't think that's exactly what Rashi is doing. Let's see Rashi and Chayvas Hador. Zok Tehelega Rashi, Chayvas Hador. Rashi throws in something here, Rabbi Isai, that I don't know what he's talking about. Lefi Shehi Mishamroso. What's Rashi do? Chayvas Hador, Lefi Shehi Mishamroso. What's Lefi? Tell me what Chayvas Hador is. What are you talking about? Tosis just says Chayvas Hador means the masker is not Chayav. Rashi says Lefi Shehi Mishamroso. What does Rashi say?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What was
give me a second. I just want to get this point down and then I'll get back to you. Yeah, David?
It's saying what the nature of his obligation is.
Who's he?
The socher.
The socher. So everybody said, do you already see a difference from those words? Already a totally polar opposite approach in the Gemara between who and who?
Tosis and Rashi.
Between Tosis and Rashi. Rashi's explaining in a proactive, positive way why who's chayef?
Socher.
Lefi, why? Shehi misham raso. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, everybody's got to have their life guarded. Everybody needs shmirah. Everybody needs protection from the bayrei oilam. And if you think that anyone else in this world is going to protect you, and you think November 3rd is going to protect you, Rabbi Isai, it's Sheker v'chazov, Rabbi Isai, the Bayrei Olam, the Shema Yisrael on the door, and when you walk outside, like the Rambam tells us, every time we walk outside of our house, we have to realize when we face the world, we can only go with the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Everybody needs protection, whether or not you're beginning of your career, and you're only renting an apartment, or you own all the real estate in the world. How you still need his protection. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lefi Shehem Hashem Rosso. But the Vard is, everybody say, Rashi's saying that's why it's the Chiyav HaSoicher. Masha'enken, according to Tosis, you had a totally different pshat. Uksiv Beischa Biyoscha. And the Torah says, the Gemara Menaches, where's the Maseres HaShasbi Mitzayin Vitu? Should be Menachos Lamed Gimel. Excellent. Lamed Dalid. Siv Biyoscha. Lamed Gimel. Based on Lamed Dalid. What does Gemara say in Biyoscha? Rabbi say something very important. All you guys are going to have the Shiloh, Rabbi Say. I'm going to answer a lot of questions that you're not going to have to call your Rav. Mirtz Hashem, you should call, but you're there's going to answer a lot of questions. Rabbi Say, what's the Yisod? What side do I put the mezuzah on?
I mean.
Why? How do you know that? There's nowhere in the Torah it says Yamin.
They drive something out from Biyascha, no?
Derech Biyascha. That's the way you come in. You come in, and it's on the right side as you go in. Every room that's more internal, more inside, on the right side going in, that's going to be Chayev and Mezuzah. It's going to have a lot of practical implications. Let's say I just had last week, a person has a wall on their right side and they have a mezuzah on the left side. Since it's all based on Biyascha, the way you walk in, so that's going to be the right side is going to be, has to be one that has a mezuzah. I'm sorry, Yosef, I cut you off. Yosef, you had a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, according to Tosfos, what was the Havamina? Didn't we say, according to Tosfos, the Havamina is there's a revolving door?
Yeah.
How does,
so it
how,
says it's not a revolving door. The master is never chayev.
Okay.
Yeah, he neutralizes the revolving door. He just says, you're comparing apples to oranges. Masha Inki and Rashi is saying, no! It's not that the Gemara is not madcha that there's no chayev on the master. Why? According to Rashi, that was never the suffix. That was never the shayla. According to Rashi, the answer to the Gemara is here. It's got to be the Soicher. It's got to be the Soicher because fundamentally he needs Shmira. And it's the way he walks into the house with his right foot forward, like the Gemara says, the right side. Derech biyoscha. Ah, gevaldik. And he is ba. He still comes in and out, whether he's renting or he's a owner. He still walks in. He still needs shmira. Nichnas v'yaitze bozok Rashi. Aval hocha b'dikas chametz rabbana. But over here, what are you comparing? B'dikas chametz only the rabbana. The imishum ba'yirah ba'yimotzei amar lekamon. The sagal be'bito ba'alma. Imasiach da'item minei umashvel lekaafra v'amar kol chamir de be'beis ha'adein. Rabbana nu atzok b'dika v'ashok. Yai gavna b'boil and turach zeh al-mimuto. What? What did Rashi just... I didn't see that in the Gemara. What did Rashi just do? Rashi said, but over here, what? But over here, it's not comparable. Why is it not comparable? Because it's not a revolving door? Because it's not a switching chiyah from the masker to the soicher? Is that what Rashi's saying, Rabbi Isai? No! He's never heard of such a revolving door. This has nothing to do with Yudalit, according to Rashi. The suffix not only relevant on Yudalit, Rabbi Isai, which is going to have a practical nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis also in terms of whether or not our suffix is nogea if it happens on the 13th, Rabbi Isai. What's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the difference between the answer of Mezuzah, of Dikas Chametz being only, what, the Rabbanan? The Gemara said that, Rabbi Isai? No, the Gemara didn't say that. Rashi added that in. Mezuzah Chayvis Hador. And Rashi says by Chametz, it's a new type of Dikas Chametz because you neutralize Bal Yerah Bayimotzeh and it's no longer the Oraisa anymore. Right? Which, by the way, is another raya that, according to Rashi, there could have been a bedikas chametz that is the oraisa. Think back to Rashi and the Ran on the Mishnah. Over here, it happens to not be because it's what? Bayra bayimotze. But what, Rabbi Yishai? What's the implication, Rabbi Yishai? Shitas Rashi and Psochim and Avdalit of an Aleph. If you don't go all through Shas, Rabbi Yishai, you won't finish all through Shas. Tucked away in a sugya that you would never expect it ever anywhere, Rabbi Isai, is Shitas Rashi that what? What's the implication of Rashi? Is that what? When you rent an apartment, you are chayev in mezuzah? Say it all, Rabbi Isai. Unmute yourself.
Yeah.
Nido Raisa. That is what's clear from this Rashi. It's clear from this Rashi that the chayev mezuzah on a seicher is going to be midoraisa. Rabbi Isai, it's not clear according to Tosfos like that. That is not at all what the Gemara said. And we have to see, Rabbi Isai, if there are any shitas that fit with this, and what is going on with the seicher. What are the details of schiris when it comes to mezuzah, and see if we can explain this away in light of this famous yisoidus dekashitas Rashi in mezuzah that are going to have tremendous implications on many, many different shilas. Rabbi Isai, shila number one, we're going to shift now to learn a little bit of Hochos Mezuzah. I want to know, I have a suffix by a case of schiris. Can I say suffix to Rabbanu Lekula, or can I say suffix to Raisa Lechumra? Let me give you an example. Kivager talks about this. Let's say you have a doorway that doesn't have a door. It's a machloikis between the Ramam and the Rosh. If a doorway without a door is chayav mezuzah, we do not make a bracha. Anytime, Schachuva writes like this, you do not make a bracha on any doorway in your house that is lends itself to a machlekes rishayin. You only make a bracha, you only make one bracha, just like b'dikas chametz, for the whole house. You don't interrupt, just like b'dikas chametz. Very interesting, Rabbi Isai. I just made that connection that the Gemara compares it to mezuzah and b'dikas chametz. So it happens to me, we pattern the same process. When we do B'dikas Chametz, we make one bracha, we go all through the house. So too, when it comes to mezuzah also, you make one bracha, but the Pischei Tshuva writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, it's got to be an area that's chayav according to all shittas. That's why you have to know all the machlokes rishayim when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah, are you chayav l'kulei amma? In terms of a dimensions, in terms of square footage, in terms of being Zayin al Zayin, and it shouldn't be squared, machlokesim min akotza l'akotza, a lot of different details when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah. So that's one of the things that we're very makbid about. So let's say you have a case of schiris, you're not sure if he's chayiv or not. So Kiva Eger suggests, well, it might be an afkamina if schiris is the oraiser, the rabbanon. Namely, whether or not this Rashi is correct is whether or not what is whether or not I'm going to be mechuyev to put a mezuzah on my doorway if there's no door. This might be a possibility, or other sfeikas that you have. For whatever reason, there can be many different sfeikas when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah. I have to know Meikara fundamentally, what is the nature of my chiyuv when it comes to the chiyuv of skiras by mezuzah? Yeah, Yosef.
Doesn't the pasuk say? Doesn't the Torah, the Gemara say Chovas Hadar, which is sounding like a deraisa?
Why is deraisa? Who said anything about deraisa? The Rabbi Rashi is the only one who has the chutzpah to include deraisa over here.
When we read the Gemara, we presented it as it was always dealing with the deraisa.
Let me ask you, Yosef. You read Taisus, right? Did you see anything in Taisus that said anything about deraisa versus the Rabban?
So what does
Chovas Hadar mean according to Taisus? It neutralizes who?
It neutralizes the mosque.
So that's just telling me the nature of this mitzvah. I don't know whether it's deraisa, derabbana, whether it's a minig, whether it's, whatever the level of the mitzvah is. Whatever it is, I'm just telling you, it's not parallel to the suffix that the Gemara raised, that it was a revolving chiyah from the masker to the seicher. But that could all be on a level of derabbana. The nature of this chiyah, whatever you decide the chiyah is going to be something that has no sheichas to the masker. And to be honest, Rabosai, Yosef, I don't have 100% proof. But I don't think Taisus actually thinks that it's a chiyuv deoraisa, because Taisus doesn't have to think like that. And if I didn't have a Rashi that said like this, I might argue that even Rashi would have said like this. It's Rashi who opens this up, and Rashi that distinguishes between the two. But Taisus never needed to do such a thing, because Taisus never had such a suffix to begin with. Rashi explained everything differently. Rashi is the one who introduces that. But from the words of the Gemara Chovas Hadar, I don't see deraisa or derabbanan. I don't see. I just see a chiyuv, and the chiyuv is neutralized from the masker. Yeah, David.
Let me go over again. So Tosfos is dealing with, like, in the comparison, he's dealing with like the fact that the keys are going after the 14th. What's Rashi's going on?
Rashi has a suffix. The way we explained it was similar to Rabbeinu David. Is that now there is a chayvas habayis, so we don't know who to put it on. It's not the classic v'digas chametz, because there's no bayir abayim matzeh. It's post bittel, and we don't know who has to take on to these chiyuv. We have different svaras, lakan or lakan. There's no classic bayir abayim matzeh, which would be obvious that it would be a chiyuv on the who. Well, that's a question. Gra, Magen Avram, whatever. Whoever has bayir abayim matzeh. Right? That would be the classic chiyuv. Now you neutralize Baal Yerah Baal Yimotzeh, so how do you deal with this? This is a new animal. But the chametz has to be checked. So now the Gemara raises a suffix. But that has nothing to do with specifically Yudalid. On the one hand, it connects to the masker because it's his chametz. On the other hand, it connects to the socher because it's in his rishos.
Right. And Tosfos works well with Yudalid because it's talking about the transferring over once.
Exactly. Taisus is the best read in terms of the dates. Taisus is the worst reads in terms of the way that the Gemara presents what the svaras of the suffix are. So he has points lakan or lakan. Okay? Shoin. So Rabbi said, we need to really investigate. What is the nature when it comes to the chiyuv of mezuzah by schiris? Rabbi said, very important sugya. So we open up a Gemara in Menachos on Daf Mem Daled and Menalef, and the Gemara says as follows. I cannot tell you how many people I know that made a mistake when it comes to this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. I told you already. I think I already said it quickly. No, Rabbi, it's okay. I still have time. I still have time. What do you mean you still have time? I have 30 days. No. You have 30 days if you're a renter. If you buy a house, Rabbi Yisai, you're chayev miyad. And that might be a deoraisa. You do not have 30 days. Buy your mezuzahs beforehand. And we're going to see, we're going to even question whether or not you even have 30 days when it comes to renting. But right now you have no idea what I mean, because I didn't really fully present the whole sugya yet. But Emirtz Hashem, as the sugya goes on, that is going to even be in question. But for sure, when a person purchases a home, purchases a property and moves in, Rabbi Yisai, or according to many of the poskim, moves his stuff in, because Chovas Hadar doesn't necessarily mean that you're sleeping there. Once it starts storing my property, once my couches are there, my beds are there, it's already at least a storage house, at least a house that's housing my stuff. So that should be already chayiv, and you have to put a mezuzah already at that point in time. The Rabbi Bloy writes like that. So let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Talis she'ula, a talis that's borrowed, kol shloshim yom p'tur min atzitzis. This is a din that's very important. Everybody says you borrow someone's talis, it's pater from tzitzis, unless he's makne it to you, unless he gives it over to you. This is the big question amongst the poskim. Everybody say you go up and you use the shul's talis. Is that chayav or not? The only difference over here is that might be some bailus because you're a member of that shul and there's a communal ownership. So that's the reason why some people question, some poskim question that the Beis Ephraim has on this issue. The minhag ha'olam is for sure if you're just doing it for an aliyah and you're just grabbing a talis right away, that even though you might be a member of that shul, you don't make a bracha. But you have to keep this in mind because fundamentally, if it's for sure, if you're a guest or whatever, and you're borrowing a talis, you're putter unless someone is makneh it to you, and you therefore it chatnafs kamina for the brachas. Mikan ve'elech, but after 30 days, it is chayeves, then it's chayev in tzitzis. Tanya nami achi, we have a similar brisa comparing these dinim. Hadar b'pundiki b'Eretz Yisrael, one who lives in a structure in Eretz Yisrael, v'asoicher b'ayis b'chutz la'aretz, and a person who is rents a property in chutz la'aretz, kol shloshim yom pater min ha'mezuzah, mikan v'eilech chayif. For 30 days, again, a soicher, a renter, is pater in chutz la'aretz.
Does that mean when you move in or when you got the keys?
So it depends what you mean by got the keys. Got the keys and having no shaykhs, you leave it vacant and then empty, I think would be pater. I think it starts from when you start some level of dar. What I pointed out from Rabbi Bloy a second ago was that once you move your stuff in and you're using the apartment, I think that that's already starts, the clock starts ticking. But if you mamish didn't use it and you just signed the lease, that's not necessarily, you know, your dira didn't necessarily start. Yeah, Moshe. Yeah, so the Gemara goes on. Listen. But if it's not a pundiki, and you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, like exactly like Moshe just pointed out, ose mezuzah la'alter, then you put up a mezuzah right away. Why? Mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because it's a special added mila of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that we want people to have it right away, says Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the La'achar Shekava, Shuv Eino Notla Misham, Afilu Yotzim Imenu, Kedamar Perak HaSholom HaMetzia, Halka B'choshi Yetzim Imenu, Mepnei Terech Mezuzah Acheres, Afilu Yotzim Imenu, Yizkarenu Acher Meherik, Shem Tzidim Mezumenes, Mezuzah V'nimtas Eretz Yisrael Mezushebes, because this is the way that people are going to, you keep the mezuzahs up there all the time, and Eretz Yisrael is going to have a lot of inhabitants in that way. Good.
Okay. If there's a mezuzah up already, I need to go and put up my own or put it up again?
If there's a kosher mezuzah that was put up there.
It was there when I bought the house or when I rented the apartment.
As long as it was placed there b'chiyav, that the person was chayav and he didn't just put up mezuzah b'ptur, and as long as I know that it was put up b'chiyav and I know it's kosher, then you don't necessarily have to put up. It's taken care of already. There is also something that we're not going to be able to discuss, Rabbi Yosai. There is a very complicated sugya that we have to discuss different ramifications. It's not for now. Maybe if we would ever learn Hilchos Mezuzah, which is Taka Mirtz Hashem going to be nogeya to all of you, Mirtz Hashem, as you get married, about taking down mezuzahs when you leave. That if you're giving it over to a Jew, you're not allowed to take down the mezuzahs. Complicated story in terms of that, which is really what Rashi is referring to over here. But technically, if it was put up b'chiyav and it's chayav, so then you're going to be pater. I'll ask you a different kashi, Yosef. What happens if you guys never learned this Gemara? Okay, David, I'll get your question in a second. What happens if you guys never learned this Gemara? Okay, I want to ask you the following shaila. Person asked me the shaila a few years ago. Rabbi, I didn't know this halacha. Actually, he did know this halacha. But he put it up on day 30. Okay? Well, let's make matters easier. Guy doesn't know this halacha, and he puts it up on day 1. Or he puts it up on day 3. Any problems, Rabbi Osai?
Did he put it up b'chiyuv or not?
So what's the problem? This be a violation of what? Of tasev alomina osui?
Tasev alomina osui?
Well, what, Rabbi, why are you bringing in Hilchos Sukkah over here? passive lomina usli that I can't put my schachan before the walls of my sukkah? That I have to make a sukkah and it can't be made on its own? Yeah, Minchas Chinuch raises the suffix when it comes to mezuzah. If you're not chayev in mezuzah and you put on a mezuzah, and now what? It's just there when the chiyuv comes. So is it possible that one could say that this is now, this is usli? This is on its own. Never, no one ever did nasiya because the chiyuv never existed. In addition to the fact that Rebbe say what? You weren't chayev, so you couldn't have made a bracha. So you clearly lost out on the bracha of the mitzvah. But I'm saying worse. Forget brachas. I'm not so from. You know, I know the Gemara says brachas in a ma'akvis. Okay, it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah if I don't say a bracha. I want to know alpidin. I want to know lomdis. Is this mezuzah? Is there a tzad to say the mezuzah is possible? Rabbi said the mechaschinuch has a suffix on the shayla. Why is he mesupuk, Rabbi said? Why isn't it poshut that it should be potter, Rabbi said?
Maybe you're chayav, meaning you're over not putting up a sukkah, a mezuzah after 30 days, but you're still allowed to put up a mezuzah before 30 days.
But you didn't have a chiv. Why isn't it tassav alom and also? You didn't have it. You did it without a chiv. Good, Yosef. Good. I'm giving you a hard time.
You have a chiv. You're just not over the fact. You're just not over not having a mezuzah.
Oh, so everybody say, Abi, you hear what Yosef just did? Give him a zetz in the head. You see what he did? He just made up a new Gemara. What the Gemara means to say that you're chayiv after 30 days means you're over. You're chayiv right away. Yosef, it's shnifla what you're saying.
It's reason. I want to put it up right away.
Reason is on the eighth day when there's a mitzvah.
It's
you hear what I'm saying, Yosef? You hear what I'm saying? Who's talking?
David. Is it Derabana?
What's a Deraba? Who said Derabana? You don't like Rashi's? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying if he owns the home, then it's Deraisa right away.
No, one owns a home. This is a renter.
Right, so then wouldn't it be Derabana?
What's a Derabana? There's no Chiv.
I'm saying that he has to put up after 30 days.
Yeah, so he did it. So now he should have to take it down because he did everything with Ptur. It's like Tzitzis, Rabbi say it was Potter beforehand. Why does this work? Any reason to differentiate, Rabbi say? So much to talk about in this mezuzah sugya. It's geschmack, endless. Yeah, Moshe. Avad, it's a mitzvah essay. Is it, Moshe wants to know, in addition to being a mitzvah essay, is it usher to live in a house without a mezuzah? Or is it just you're being mevatel mitzvah sesi like I didn't put on tefillin? Excellent question. So the Mordechai says, listen to this. The Mordechai says, if your mezuzah falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to stay. You're allowed to be in the house. Why? Because there's no chiv. Because you're not allowed to put it back on. Because it's an iser to put it back on. So you see, it's not usser to live in a house without a mezuzah. It's just a mitzvah. But it's a good shaila you're asking because the Rishonim raises a similar shaila. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, is there an iser to wear bagadel kanfos without tzitzis, or is it just a mitzvah once you have dalad kanfos that you should put it on? It's a little bit of a taisis in Yavamas, Daf Tzadi, the Shagas Ari, the Rebbechonon, a lot to talk about on that, the Mordechai there in Yavamas and Daf Tzadi. I don't want to get too off topic, although I'm already off topic. Rabbi Isai, yeah. Who give me a svar, Rabbi Isai? Yeah, Julian.
Here Menachos Rashi says v'hasocher bias in Chutzaris he's potter shema yachzor bo. So maybe if he's for sure not going to yachzor bo, he's chayev.
Why is he for sure not going to yachzor bo? You have such a good relationship with your landlord.
Yeah.
Really? Really? You think I could rely on that al halacha? Because yeah, you'll say one insult and he'll change his mind. Say better, Julian. Who's going to law school here? Anyone going to law school here? Yeah, David. What do you want to say?
It's in a few years.
Okay. Moshe, going to law school? Yeah, Nu, you want to say a svara? You want to help me out? No, but putter affects the mitzvah. If I do a mitzvah when I'm putter, if I sit in a sukkah when I'm putter, I'm not yoytze.
Rebbe's kasha is why
not if there's no chiyuv. Can I shake a lulav today?
Rabbi, how does the Gemara compare mezuzah to chametz?
Nevra, what's missing over here? Sprekta minchas chinuch. Is tasa lomana osui applicable to something that's so full lovo? Zokta minchas chinuch, he's mesupok. Over here, it's just mechusar zman. It's inevitable that the chiyuv is going to come. We know that we can see in the future that this chiyuv is going to happen. So perhaps there's not an absolute ptur over here, because it's sof zman lavo, and therefore maybe you could say that the action of the mezuzah was not a total lacking of chiyuv over here, because time will come, time will pass, and this mitzvah is already within reach after a certain amount of zman. So that's the suffix of the minchas chinuch. Major machlokes ha'poskim, Rabbi Yisai, on the shaila. Many people are making about it. I told the person to be machmir and to do it again. But because of the suffix of the minchas chinuch, and there are some poskim that are machmir on that. I think the minchas chitzuk is machmir on that. But that's just interesting in terms of the nature of the suffix. A person actually who knew the Gemara pointed, actually put it up on day 30. And everybody said the pashas in the Gemara is that what? Just like a pidyon aben, the Magen Avraham paskins, it's after 30 days the chiyuv sets in, which would mean the chiyuv is really on day what?
31.
Day 31. So that would be the same exact suffix as the minchas chinuch when you put it in early. Okay, but let's go back. We're going to come back to Julian's point of that he was medayik in a gevaldic way in Rashi, and we're going to have to see that that's going to have tremendous implications, Julian. In Mirtza Hashem, we're going to see, because Julian, it's not only because this guy's nice, but guess what? This landlord can't kick me out because I sign a what? I sign a contract. Whoa, if the svara is all because of what? Dilma yachzerbo, so maybe one could argue, not when he doesn't have the ability to be chayzerbo. So now Julian's opening up a new bombshell in terms of schiris. Maybe the whole Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Daled might not even be relevant bizman hazeh, where you have contracts and you have contractual agreements and obligations to follow, and the landlord is not the full balabas anymore to kick out and to move around anyone he wants. That's a fascinating suffix. But Rabbi said, before we get complex, before we get to the chidush that Julian's pointing out in a beautiful way from Shitas Rashi in Menachos, let's just get the basics of what the original halacha is, and then we can move on to complications bizman hazeh. Okay? So what does this Gemara mean, Rabbi Yisai, when the Gemara is telling me that for 30 days, this is potter? Does that signify and tell us anything about the nature of this mitzvah, the nature of the chiyuv, or namely, the suffix that we have, perhaps the machlekes rishonim in Psachim Daf Dalid, whether or not this chiyuv is the Oraisa or is the Rabban? So with that, Rabbi Yisai, we really need to analyze the Tosfos on Daf Menachos Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. David, you have a question?
I was just curious, if you're building a house or like an apartment, when would you be chayav to put on mezuzah?
When you start living there, when you start using it, when you start moving stuff in, or when you start living there in some way. Jack.
Thank you. On the Menachos Chinuch, the logic that it's gonna come into his hands, the mitzvah's gonna come into his hands eventually, like in the near future. Why can't you use that svar for any other mitzvah, like even lulav? So we were saying before, you can't shake a lulav when it's not sukkis. It's gonna be sukkis in
good kasha. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha, because there probably the difference is that the date is really what's mechayev you in the mitzvah. Over here, it's not really. There's nothing calendaric about this mitzvah. Everyone is, it's arbitrary. It's always a mitzvah that could always exist. It's not connected to a specific date. So therefore, once I start living there, can I already see that eventual chiv based on the Chovas Adar that is going to kick in after 30 days? But I think certain mitzvahs are going to have to be calendaric.
So if it's a mitzvah that doesn't rely on a time period, it's not,
perhaps
it's not based on the zman, then it could fall under the same logic as the mitzvah.
Correct. Okay, Rabbi Say. So Zakti Taisis as follows. Talish Ula Kolam Yom is Potter. Ain Ladakti Mikan, don't prove from here. I put the whole Taisis on from the beginning. Ain Ladakti Mikan, Distam Sha'ela Lamid Yoim, Kamal Alva. Don't bring me rayas to the shaila and shas. How long is a regular she'ela and a regular halva? Is it 30 days? Parakam de makas. Chada de dilma she'ela de talis dafka. Maybe it's speaking specifically about talis. But oid, hachaloi mifter, ela de ad lamed yoim savre inshi de she'ulahi. The ein derech she'ela yoiser. The midor raisa ptura la'oila. Kidarashinan reishis geiz tzaincha. Veloi shalachir. So Toisvis, midoraisa over here, when it comes to talis she'ula, your potter. Because we learn from Reishis Hageiz that you need bailus and not shalachirim. Hachanami ksuscha, so too when it comes to tzitzis, the pasuk ksuscha, veloi shalachir. So now Toisvis has a kasha, which is relevant to us or Baisai. And what about Lagabi mezuzah? So one option is to say what? Yeah, mezuzah also. If you don't own it, it's just like tzitzis, and it's just like Reishis Hageiz. What does tzitzis say? Those famous words, af al gav. Af al gav is an implied,
but not like what we were thought.
Implied question, right? A distinguishing characteristic. If it's a distinguishing characteristic, that means tzitzis is deducing that what, when it comes to mezuzah, do you have to be an owner? Answer is no. This is a contrast between this mitzvah and everything else. So now Tosis has the obligation to now begin to explain why is it that by mezuzah you don't need to be an owner, and these you do need to be an owner. Afal gav the mezuzah chayev asoicher. What's Tosis raye from the fact that what? You're chayev asoicher. Stop right there. Afal gav the mezuzah chayev asoicher. What do I see from this line of Tosis? Like who?
Rashi?
Like Shitas Rashi. How do I see like Shitas Rashi?
Does Rashi hold there is on, he said Lishmira, so, or so, that it's on him, Lishmira?
How do I know yes, and therefore what?
He made it a deraisa.
Oh, he made it a deraisa. Toisvis, by asking why by them, their potter, and this is still, he's asking him psukim. And here, the choyvas ha-soicher is a chiv de'oraisa. You see that the first day in Tosfos Menachos holds like what? Like shitas Rashi and psochem and avdal and amenalef. Chayv ha-soicher k'demasek hosam, the beischa lo yosal afuke bayis achirim. Because the Gemara learns that beischa is not coming to exclude other people and that other people own it. Elul chadarabo, what's it coming to teach you? It's teaching you the din of Rabba, the Amr Derech Biyascha, that it has to be the way you walk in on the right side. Behind the time, the Lay Mistaber Kralamu de Beis Achirim. Why? And it's also, it's not Mistaber like what? Why? Kevin de Lashimor Ovid. Who's Imam is quoting Rabbi Isai? Since it's based off of Shimor, so who else needs Shimor?
Socher.
Also non-owners, also the socher, anyone who's living there. So don't exclude from beischa the fact that it has to be an ownership, because it's not true. We use beischa for what? Derech biyoscha. And also it's mistaber to darshan it like that, because this guy who's renting it needs shimor just like everyone else. We need to be protected by the Bairi Olam. Laishna miu. So Rabbi said that's the first day in Tosfos. He's distinguishing between other mitzvahs like tzitzis and mezuzah. Rabbi Yisai, the one question he's going to have to work on, Rabbi Yisai, this works well, but one thing we're going to have to explain is what? So what in the world is going on with the what?
The Gemara compared.
With the what? With the
Gemara compared. Oh, it's the...
Why you only chayv after 30 days? If you're telling me that there's no fundamental yisoid and there's no assumption that it has to be ownership, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Isai, which is the way I always assume, you know why there's all these technicalities and rules, 30 days, non-30 days, the whole thing's made up. The whole thing's made up, really, in order for you to be chayiv in mezuzah, it has to be what? A mezuzah's beischa, your house. Rabbi Isai, please, and let's take a vote right now. You read Kriya Shema, Rabbi Isai. If I would ask you to close your eyes, you never learned Menachos, you never learned Psachim, you never learned anything. If I would ask you, do you have to own a house in order to be chayiv mezuzah, what would you tell me? Minat Torah. Avada. It's a pasuk in Chumash, everyone. It's ABCs. Amzuzah's beischa, right? And what? Rashi tells us no. And Tosfos Menachos in the first day tells us no. And now Tosfos has to tell me what? Tosfos now has to tell me what? Aye. So if the assumption is that everyone's chayiv, even if you don't own it, so what? So where this makeup reality of 30 days come from? This heebie-jeebie magic come from? What's the significance of 30 days? That sounds all derabanan. That sounds all made up. What, there's a din called 30 days? So Tosis now is apologetic. Tosis now has to be on the defense. What's going on with the Gemara Menachos? What's going on with this 30 days, Zach? So Tosis, no. Potter, why you potter kol lamid yom? The lav beis dira didehu. Because what? Because it's not his beis dira for 30 days. Kedam rina, the babasar got benishtal lamid yom, my reu kanshi ya'ir. What does Tosis bring from Baba Basra, Rabbi Isai? Anyone help me out over here? Tosis brings a fascinating insight. What's going on over here? What's that chesem and al from Baba Basra, Rabbi Isai? Let's go. What's going on over there?
Someone's no darhana.
What's the sugi over there talking about, Rabbi Isai, and Baba Basra, if I remember correctly?
It's saying that if someone can't. What?
Taxes, no? I'm talking about taxes. Who has to pay the taxes?
No, I think he was talking about if I'm not, like, if I say, like, I can't get, the people of the city can't get enough from me.
Yeah.
And if you live in a pundiki in the city, do you count?
Oh, yeah. So the context of that, right. So the context over there is talking about people, inhabitants of the city, also because of taxes. That's the background of the Gemara. So you're, so David's saying another nafkamina that the Gemara brings up over there, that's totally on who's an inhabitant of the city or not, right? Right, you have to give to this tzedakah if you're living there for 30 days. So, and then also in terms of mudar ana, like David's bringing around. So the Gemara brings down this din of if you're not there for 30 days, you don't have to pay taxes. Right, I put this on the Marmakimus also, but it's obviously because certain people want to raise taxes and very high, and you know, Mirtz Hashem. Wow, it's getting very political. Rabbi Isai, so the Gemara brings up that what's a person who's a Toshav of a city? How do you become a Toshav of a city? Whether it's Linyan and Dharm, like David's pointing out, whether it's Legabe taxes in the other part of the Sugya, Rabbi Isai, what's the nature of who's Dar in the city?
30 days.
So Toshav extrapolates from there. You see that when you move into a house right away, you're not necessarily considered dar. You have to what? You have to be living there for 30 days to be considered really dar. Now, this Tosis needs a little bit more explanation, Rabbi Isai, because Tosis is not suggesting that if you buy a house that you're going to need 30 days, and I knew that's why David Rubin's hand went up. So obviously Tosis is saying when you don't have ownership and you didn't, you know, fully take control of the area, and you have to signal your ownership by living there. So then Tosis is saying the only way we can really see not signal your ownership. Ownership is not necessary. The only way we're able to kick in your dira to be significant without ownership is if you happen to be living there for 30 days. But it's not to say that 30 days is the only way for you to be chayav in mezuzah, because obviously Tosis is going to hold that if you own it, even if you didn't live there for 30 days, that's going to be a way to signal your chiyav and your living there and your chovas hadar right away. Yeah, Moshe. You only need shmira on the first, right? You need, right, it's a good point. So it can't just be about shmira. And the Kesef Mishnah points this out, Rabbi Isai. Even if you come out with the Kesef Mishnah writes that there's an element of shmira when it comes to mezuzah, this is actually something that's very important to point out, that the Kesef Mishnah points out, Rabbi Isai, that the Rambam gets very upset of people who write other things on their mezuzahs, and they make mezuzah into this whole heebie-jeebie, you know, which I'm sure was Yosef, where you were coming from in your original question, you know, like, you know, forgetting that this is like a normal mitzvah also. There is an element of shmira, and the Gemara points out that element. But says the Kesef Mishnah, and you know, I think he even says these words beferish, the reason why we're doing this is not because of the shmira. The reason why we're doing this is because there's a chiyuv. there is an element of Shmira that exists when it comes to the mitzvah. But now, like, you have, like, this whole new religion when it comes to mezuzah, like, the Shmira, you gotta have, let's first, like, listen to what the Bayre Olam says. Let's listen to what the Chiyuvim are. Let's look at the Taryag mitzvahs, and that's what the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah are saying. The reason why I do this mitzvah is not for Shmira. The reason why they do this mitzvah is because the Bayre Olam told me to do this mitzvah. Is there also an additional element to Shmira? So that's what the Gemara says. But you need the Chayvas Hadar to be Machayev. So you can't say that the pivotal entity is only anywhere that there's going to be Shmira, because then Moshe's conclusion is going to be 100% right. Yeah, Yosef.
Rabbi, doesn't the Rambam say that...
Oh my gosh, it's 11:30 already. I can't believe this, yeah?
Doesn't the Rambam say mezuzah is... It's just like tefillin, and it's like a reminder. It reminds you of God.
Yeah. When you walk out, the Rambam says you should look at your mezuzah. That's what I was quoting before. Before you go out to work, you should always look at the mezuzah. By the way, the Rambam doesn't say kiss. That came up later.
Doesn't even say Shmira, though. He says it's a reminder.
Right. So I think the Rambam would also agree that there is an element of Shmira, and that might be a manifestation of the Shmira. You know, it's having an effect on you even when you're outside your house, to remind you and to stay connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's having an impact on you. And that might be an element of Shmira. It's not just, like the bears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put outside the Teva. That's not like the only thing that, you know, we're doing over here. But like fundamentally, you know, that's not the reason why we're doing it. It's exactly like other mitzvahs that we're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us. And the Rambam doesn't like that people get carried away and now distort what the mitzvah actually is because of this element of Shmira. But Moshe is 100% correct that if it was just Shmira, so then you should have been mechayev everyone right away. It is interesting to point out, Rabbi Yisai, that from Rashi, you don't get that impression. Meaning Rashi is using Shmira to be the rationale why the Seicher is chayev, you know, miyad. But I don't think you could read Rashi Kepshuto, because then you're going to have Moshe's Kasha, so Shmira's Nogeya right away. If Shmira was the only mechayev, and Shmira was the only, you know, ingredient that was necessary to analyze, so then why are we waiting till the Chovas Adar kicks in? You still have to balance it with the Chovas Adar, and you're going to have to utilize the first day in Taisus and Menachos to explain what the relevance of 30 days is, that only then are you considered a dar when you're lacking basic ownership on this house. Rabbi Yisai, we are over time. We're very late. Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow with a lot of Geshmaka Hemshich in the Sugya.